Thanks for joining the LFC Pundit podcast show. I'm your host, Big Dre, aka the LFC Pundit. Thank you all for tuning with me this Sunday. And it won't be a long podcast, all right? Seeing that I'm not in a good mood, and reason being, we lost our match at home to Crystal Palace. However, let me just welcome all of you who are joining in, wherever you are. America, Canada, the Caribbean, the UK, you name it. I appreciate it. And remember to follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Instagram, also YouTube. All right. I'm sorry. Yes. And just to be clear here, people, I'm very upset because Liverpool, in my opinion, is out of the title race. Yeah. And I don't say it with sour grapes in my mouth. I'm saying it plain and straight. These guys are frauds, camouflage, you name it. Cowards, no heart, nothing. And a lot of these men need to leave the club. They need to leave the club in the summer. You understand? And I will get to that in a few. People, we are coming off, you can say, a few draws and other things. You understand? And it doesn't look good, because when you have players like that, it doesn't make any sense. You either expect anything better, because I know what they're going to offer. You understand? Makes no sense. These guys, some of these men are on like £250,000 a week. You understand? And you really have to ask yourself why they don't put in the performances that is required. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we drew with Manchester United twice at our home and at their home, and we lost to them in the FA Cup. They knocked us out. You understand? Nil all at home in the league, and 4-3 at Old Trafford. You understand? Which is their home. People, we thought we could go to their home in the league again for the second leg. That is the English league, because we have to play each other twice. You understand? And it was a 2-2 draw. And I was not happy. I was very upset. You understand? And my apologies, I didn't even do the donkey of the week. And that would be Liverpool, because with the performance that we did, you understand? Was very, very, very poor. You understand? It did not look good. And then we played the Europa League last Thursday, and at home, and we lost 3-0 to Atalanta, a team in the Italian Serie A, sitting in sixth position. We, at the moment, we are at third now, however, tied on points with Arsenal, even though they have a higher goal difference, with Man City at the top. But at the time we played Atalanta, we were sitting at first. Yeah. However, Man City won their match yesterday against Luton, 5-1. And I always say it, people, give City their flowers, because Man City is a team. They do not hold back. They have no frauds. As Nicki Minaj say, no frauds. I don't want no frauds. And I don't want no frauds on my team. If you're a fraud, get the hell out, man. Get out. You understand? People, they look at the performance. It's as if we were scared. Just like Thursday. And Klopp used to be called out as well. I did not like the selection today. Well, I don't know. And it's, I'm so discombobulated. He always, it's as if he he's giving more Salah favoritism along with other guys. You understand? Mo Salah is not on any good form ever since he came back from the African Cup with his injury. You understand? He's not the same. And I'm hoping and praying that in the summer, the transfer window, we move him along. You understand? He did well. In the 8 years, 7 or 8 years that you're at Liverpool, we appreciate your services, but it's time to go. He's past his best. Virgil van Dijk as well, one of the biggest frauds right now. This man started the season so well and then started to dwindle. Ladies and gentlemen, Virgil van Dijk, the captain of the Netherlands, aka Haaland. I don't know where this guy gets his style of defending. Yes, some seasons ago, he was ranked as one of the as the number one defender. Arguably, one could say. Yeah? Virgil van Dijk. Yes, him same one. Number four. And with this performance, within the old Man U saga, then in the Europa League, and then today, I mean, it's very atrocious. Very embarrassing. I mean, you have fans who pay their hard-earned money to even get a subscription to watch you guys. Whether it's a Saturday, Sunday, or midweek. Not to mention those who have their hard-earned money traveling from near and far to go to Anfield just to watch you guys to play like crap. And I say without remorse, no apologies. You understand? These man got ruled and put in a big spliff by Crystal Palace. You know what? Good goal from Ebrehe Eze, and credit to Crystal Palace. They deserve it. We did not. Absolutely horrendous. And let me just do it from now. Last week, they were the donkey of the week. And this week, all that Liverpool. Yeah, do it from early so I don't forget. I was so upset last week, it slipped my mind. These men are frauds. I don't know why on earth Klopp would start some of these men that were so embarrassing on Thursday. 3-0 at home from Atalanta. These men had no heart. Poor performance. And I hope in the summer, whichever manager comes in, they strip Virgil van Dijk of the captaincy. Yeah? If they want to give it to Robertson or even McAllister, in my opinion. Because at this moment, he's the one who actually gives a damn of trying to win a match. I mean, these men, it's as if they're always allowing teams to score first. This arrogance approaching teams as if, oh, we have to win. That's not how it goes. Be ruthless. Don't show too much respect. You understand? And Virgil van Dijk, and coming on the news after the demolish. We got demolished from Atalanta, coming on TV talking about, oh, we're going to give it our all and do our best for the next game, which would be today. And guess what, Virgil van Dijk, you did not. All this waffle and drivel. Let me just give it my take care, people. Mohamed Salah, Virgil van Dijk, Kostas Tsimikas, Darwin Nunez, who guess I can add now. I want to be fair. You could even get rid of Curtis Jones. He has an asterisk. So those five guys, those culprits, those frauds. You understand? Curtis Jones is as if he's back to being the Curtis Jones 3 seasons ago, where we actually wonder if he has a place in the squad. And you know, to be honest, people, with Jurgen Klopp departing us in the summer, I'm over it. He did his best. Yeah, time to move on now. This team needs a good overhaul, because some of these men, they don't deserve it. I mean, Harvey Elliott, who gives 110% each time he plays. Klopp did not start him. Starting Salah, who is on crap form at the moment. Ladies and gentlemen, these men are culprits. They are guilty. You understand? We had the chance to beat Manchester United. And we didn't. They're not a good team. But no, we have to be the ones that allow teams that are not good to look good. As if we are makeup artists dressing them up for the photo shoot. And I have it up to here. No one to hear any sort of waffle from these players. If it's that, what they're gonna come with, they can all just bugger off. You understand? Just get the hell out of the club. Leave. You understand? Leave. We can never be title contenders anymore, unless it's a miracle with Man City and Arsenal dropping at least 6 or 9 points, which I find highly, highly impossible at the moment. Unless it's a miracle, people. Unless it is a miracle. Yeah. Even though Arsenal lost today, you know, 2-0 to Aston Villa at home. And I mean, United Emery was treated so unfairly. Wasn't given enough time while he was at the Emirates. But credit to Aston Villa. We received goals from Leon Bailey and Ollie Watkins. And I just feel like giving Liverpool one more of these. Pardon me. So embarrassing. But people, I just hope that in the coming matches, we see better performances from these guys. You understand? And before I go, I even forgot to mention Cody Gakpo. He actually looks like, you know, he's coming to his own right now. And I think he looks better on the left wing than playing as a center forward. Yeah, because in the Atalanta game, he actually played well, but, you know, better than some of these guys. Darwin Nunez is atrocious. I'm tired of him right now. He needs to go. You understand? Too many chances. Yes, effort is it, but what is the sense of having effort more than scoring goals? This guy misses goals. This guy misses goals so much. Oh my God. But people, I guess we just have to take it on the chin and just hope for the best. And I just hope you all have a wonderful week, and you know, take care, and remember to follow me on social media and Apple Podcasts and Spotify, Instagram and YouTube. All right, and you all have a wonderful week.